He refused to visualize his face upon the blue plate, and speaking out of the darkness with solemnity said, "The machine stops."
"What do you say?"
"The machine is stopping. I know it. I know the signs." She burst into a peal of laughter. He heard her and was angry, and they spoke no more.
"Can you imagine anything more absurd?" she cried to a friend. "A man who was my son believes that the machine is stopping. It would be impious if it was not mad."
"The machine is stopping?" her friend replied. "What does that mean? The phrase conveys nothing to me."
"Nor to me."
"He does not refer, I suppose, to the trouble that has been lately with the music?"
"Oh, no, of course not. Let us talk about music."
"Have you complained to the authorities?"
"Yes, and they said it wants mending, and referred me to the Committee of the Mending Apparatus. I complained of those curious gasping sighs that disfigure the symphonies of the Brisbane School. They sound like someone in pain. The Committee of the Mending Apparatus say that it shall be remedied shortly."
Obscurely worried, she resumed her life. For one thing, the defect in the music irritated her. For another thing, she could not forget Kuno's speech. If he had known that the music was out of repair. He could not know it, for he detested music. If he had known that it was wrong. "The machine stops" was exactly the venomous sort of remark he would have made. Of course he had made it at a venture, but the coincidence annoyed her. And she spoke with some petulance to the Committee of the Mending Apparatus. They replied, as before, that the defect would be set right shortly.
"Shortly? At once," she retorted. "Why should I be worried by imperfect music? Things are always put right at once. If you do not mend it at once, I shall complain to the Central Committee."
"No personal complaints are received by the Central Committee," the Committee of the Mending Apparatus replied.
"Through whom am I to make my complaint, then?"
"Through us."
"I complain, then."
"Your complaint shall be forwarded in its turn."
"Have others complained?"
The question was unmechanical, and the Committee of the Mending Apparatus refused to answer it.
"It is too bad," she exclaimed to another of her friends.
"There never was such an unfortunate woman as myself. I can never be sure of my music now. It gets worse and worse each time I summon it."
"What is it?"
"I do not know whether it is inside my head or inside the wall."
"Complain, in either case,"